WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. The new film Foxcatcher is based on the true story of the wealthy chemical company heir John DuPont and his fraught relationship with two Olympic wrestlers, Mark Schultz and his brother Dave. It's directed by Bennett Miller, who made Capote and Moneyball, and it stars Steve Carell, Channing Tatum, and Mark Ruffalo. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
At the center of the true-life drama Foxcatcher is Steve Carell, as you've never seen or heard him before. He plays John DuPont of The DuPonts, and the performance confirms what F. Scott Fitzgerald said of the rich. They are different from you and me. Oh boy, they're different. Carell tilts his head up at a 45-degree angle, looking down his long beak, which is false, by the way. His inflections are peculiar, rhythmless. He's so abstracted that he's eerie, as if the rules of human intercourse don't apply to him. He's also obsessed with wrestling. The film is set in the late 80s and 90s, and DuPont wants to fund and house and coach a team on his vast estate near Philadelphia, Foxcatcher, that goes all the way to the Olympics. Wealth isn't enough for him. Like many regular Americans, his identity hinges on winning. So he summons Mark Schultz, played by Channing Tatum, a former Olympian who's presently at low ebb.
Do you have any idea why I asked you to come here today?
No.
No. Well, Mark, do you have any idea who I am?
No.
Some rich guy calls you on the phone. I want Mark Schultz to come visit me. Well, I'm a wrestling coach, and I have a deep love for the sport of wrestling. And I wanted to speak with you about your future, about what you hope to achieve. What do you hope to achieve, Mark?
I want to be the best in the world. I want to go to Worlds and win gold. I want to go to the 88 Olympics in Seoul and win gold.
Good. I'm proud of you.
The good thing about that scene is it's deadpan. One bizarre rich guy reaching out of his solipsistic haze to a poor, seriously depressed athlete. It's cloud cuckoo land, played to make you laugh uncomfortably and prepare for a strange journey ahead. Foxcatcher has wowed many critics at festivals. There's talk of awards for Steve Carell. My own response is cooler. After that first meeting between Schultz and DuPont, Bennett Miller directs the next 2 hours in exactly the same key. Tatum and screenwriters E. Max Fry and Dan Futterman never make clear why Schultz is so sunk in gloom from the opening frame. He seems generically tortured. And Carell runs out of variations. All that's left is to watch him get crazier and potentially explosive, while everyone around him pretends not to notice. In real life, some people around DuPont did notice and considered institutionalizing him just before he picked up a gun and committed an act of shocking violence. But Miller wants to create a vacuum in which little is spoken aloud. He doesn't oversell the movie's thesis, but it's easily inferred. Even in America, a man like DuPont can behave with the capricious destructiveness of old monarchs. He can buy himself an Olympic medal. It's a fascinating case study, perfect for a magazine article or book. But his drama, it's one sick joke. You know everything you're going to know about these people from their first scenes. I had a similar problem with Miller and Futterman's acclaimed Capote. Sure, in the title role, Philip Seymour Hoffman killed, but the film itself was sour and ponderous, a long slog exposing Capote's duplicity and self-loathing, with no regard for his art. You don't even get that much out of Foxcatcher. Cinematically, it's more resourceful. But in the end, it's just a bloated true crime story. My favorite character is the most normal, Schultz's brother, Dave, played by Mark Ruffalo. DuPont brings Dave in as a so-called assistant coach, though of course Dave does all the coaching, DuPont being absent and ineffectual. Ruffalo comes off as a real human being, puzzled by his new job, but happy for the opportunity. In the best scene, DuPont sends a film crew to interview Dave on the subject of DuPont's genius as a coach. They want Dave to say he considers DuPont a mentor. I woke up from the stupor the movie put me in when Ruffalo registered subtle disbelief and then struggled to get those words out. It's the only time in Foxcatcher when you don't know what a character will do next.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.